really, someone's life is at stake, and their obedience, you know, saved a life, rescued a life from hell, and helped them get to heaven. So it's a big deal. Partnership is a big deal.
As the uncompromised Word of God is ministered around the world, nations are being changed for the glory of God. When we're connected in the Spirit, we can accomplish greater things together. Join Kenneth Copeland for today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Go with me to the book of Philippians. Now notice what he said. He could have said, but God will supply. He could have said, your God will supply. Now, let's just for talking purposes here. Brother Todd, let's say here, are you in the ministry or what do you do?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's say, just for talking here, that you're in business of some kind, but you're in that business on assignment. I mean, that's where you're supposed to be.
Right.
Now, you're anointed to do that business. Mm-hmm. But God calls you to be partners with an apostle that started out as a prophet and teacher, the Apostle Paul, and then became an apostle, and hands were laid on him in Antioch. All right. The anointing of the apostle then becomes, it mingles with the anointing, in this case, because you're one of my partners, the anointing of the prophet and teacher. Our anointings by covenant have mingled.
Yes.
See. Now, you're, before that time, your anointing and your supply was on the level of the anointing of a businessman. But now he said, my God shall supply. Now your supply is on the level of a prophet.
Yeah.
In this case, their supply was on the level of an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
My God shall supply all your demands.
Amen.
Can you see what that did?
Yeah.
See what?
Wow.
Yeah. Now here's another thing that's interesting. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, pointed this out to me. Not because I desire a gift, I desire fruit that may abound to your account, to your account. There are heavenly accounts. They're just as real as earthly accounts. More real because they have authority over earthly accounts. I departed from that Macedonia. No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. And Brother Roberts pointed out to me that that word is giving and receipting. Receiving, yes, but the Greek word literally means receipt. You gave and you got a heavenly receipt on your heavenly account. I had a good friend of mine, Carolyn Savelle's dad, Olin Creech. He called me, he's in the construction business. He called me, he said, Kenneth, I've never hit a dry spell like this since I've been in business. He said, God's always provided for me. He said, our business has just stalled, it's just stopped. And he said, my concrete business, he said, has always just gone from one job to the next. And he said, it looks like I can't buy a job. And I need to know, I believe you can help me with this. Pray with me on it. So we prayed together and I inquired of the Lord about it. Now, I'd never heard of this before. Now, I've done it since, done it myself since. I said, Olin, go get your bank records. Go get your business banking records. Your checkbook. And go to all of the check stubs of your tithe. He said, okay. So he went in the office and got them, came back to the phone. I said, you got them in front of you? He said, yes. I said, we're going to the book of Malachi. You see where this is going. He had privileges as a tither. You don't need to be picking out the church you're going to. You need to be inquiring of the Lord and find out where that church is. And like I said earlier, I don't care if it's around on the other side of the world. You need to pack up and get over there. Brother Copeland, I can't afford to do that. Why? I don't have the money. I know it. You're in the wrong place. That's, I mean, you don't walk up to one of them old wood stoves and say, hey, stove, give me some heat and I'll put in some wood. It doesn't work like that. You put the wood in and the stove will give you some heat. So what am I, you put the word first place, you put his plan first place, the plan, your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven. The plan. The plan of God. That's the number one issue. You put the word of God first place and you keep the commandment of love, and the next step is find out what the plan is. Amen. Number two, the body. Your own physical health. Yeah. You need to take care of this body of Christ because it is a body of the anointing of God. It doesn't need to be sick. It doesn't need to be weak. It doesn't need to be out of shape. It needs to be well taken care of, praise God, by the power of God and by your diligence to realize what you're living in. This is not just something you get up and bathe and dress every morning. This is a ministry instrument. It is a carrier of the anointing. You are a cell in the body of the anointing. This is the body of Christ. You live in a body of Christ. And it don't belong to you. Jesus bought it and paid for it.
As a partner of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you're connected with Bible-based organizations who are changing lives for Jesus all over the world. For the past 30 years, KCM has sown the first 10% of all gross income from donations and sales into other ministries around the globe, helping to spread the gospel even further. That means your seed is twice sown. Together, we're expanding the kingdom of God and touching lives for eternity.
We were in Georgia, and we were pastoring a church, and the Lord started to move us into missions and evangelism. We knew that that was really our call. That was where our passion was. So even before the earthquake, God spoke to us and said, you as a ministry, if you're going to reach the world, you need to start sowing and partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Because, you know, when you partner with someone, that anointing that's on them starts coming upon you, and you get to be a part of what's going on. So every time I watch broadcasts, every time we listen to a CD or a tape, or we see a meeting, we know that's part of what we're doing too. We're a part of that because we're partnered. And every time God would tell us something about Haiti, we'd look, and Brother Copeland was saying it, preaching the same thing. God said, you know, Haiti will be saved. And so we look, and then on the partner letter, Haiti will be saved.
And shall be saved, yeah.
Yeah, written in blue across the top. It was about 6 weeks after the earthquake before we made it on the ground, before commercial flights started flying again. And so we were there, and it was almost overwhelming to see the devastation. You know, it's hard for us to comprehend, but they're talking 200,000 plus people died. So this was a place where it used to just be a huge field, and now there's all these people living there because people are living in tents. We sent the tent, planted the church, and we launched it with a crusade, so hundreds of people were saved right off the bat.
You know, that tent has turned into a building, and the church is growing, and the pastor did a crusade with us, and now he learned, man, he took it, and he's going out to the other cities, and he's getting them saved and bringing people in.
Following that first crusade, Kenneth Copeland Ministries came alongside James and Monica Satcher. to support their work in Haiti. Over the past few years, this partnership has remained strong as their family and their ministry has grown and flourished.
We're at three crusades since the last update, and then plus a trip where we went to orphanages. So we were able to go into the orphanages and give Christmas presents, make Christmas happen, and we're also preaching the gospel, getting them filled with the Holy Ghost. The exciting thing that's going on is that everything keeps increasing. So our first crusade was 700 souls, and the second was 3,000. Now we've seen 5, and then 7, and then now over 10,000 people saved just in one crusade. God always supplies. He always comes through. But I've found that God loves to use KCM. I mean, that's the bottom line. There are certain things that there's just, in the natural, it would be tough to make happen. And KCM comes alongside and they say, look, let's help you do this. Because they know that we're serving God and we love the Lord and we love them, you know. And so it's that partnership has been not a small thing. That has been an absolutely huge thing. I really do believe that there's at least, I would say, 30,000 people that we've been able to pray with, lead to the Lord, put materials in their hand that tell them who they are in Christ that would not have happened without the partnership of KCM.
We're at about 60,000 salvations in Haiti since the earthquake, and just almost half of that has been since Kenneth Copeland Ministries has partnered with us. In this next year, the Lord's put on our heart to go ahead and step forward and believe to plant more churches. And so we're in the process of starting a church in Bon Repos. And we have the land there. We have a pastor from Rhema, who graduated from Rhema, Haiti, that we're partnering with. And so that's the first one. And then as the Lord leads, we'll do more. And then we'll go in and plant more churches, you know, and get those faith preachers in there that know, so they're not afraid to stand up against the devil and get the word of God out all throughout Haiti. So we'll get people that will stay there and teach them the word. And of course, we give them Brother Copeland's books, and Terry Copeland Pearson's gave us some books on prayer in French, and we give those to the leaders, and it's made a difference.
I think that our vision is expanded. We're able to see that these things that seem so just, how could we ever do that? Now it's right there. It's right there. We're going to reach that nation. That nation is, and we're calling it. It is blessed. It is saved. It is serving the Lord. If I was sitting down with a partner, I would like to tell them that as we're on the front lines, they're right there with us. So as these people that haven't heard the gospel are hearing it and their lives are changed, they're with us. They're a part of it. We couldn't go without them.
And we couldn't have done it without them, and they couldn't have done it without their partners. And so I would say it's a matter of life or death, really. Someone's life is at stake, and their obedience, you know, saved a life, rescued a life from hell, helped them get to heaven. So it's a big deal. Partnership is a big deal. And I want to say thank you.
Kenneth Copeland learned the importance of letter writing from his spiritual father, Oral Roberts. He explained that much of the New Testament is letters from the Apostle Paul to his partners, and they're just as anointed today as they were when they were written. That day, Kenneth made a lifelong commitment to write a letter every month to meet the spiritual needs of his partners. Since his first letter in 1986, he has remained faithful to his commitment.
I pray about that partner letter that I write every month. I've had this person to ask me one time, do you write that letter yourself, someone write it for you, or do you computer generate it? When somebody asks me that, all I can think of is the hours and hours and hours I think about that letter, and I pray about that letter, and I believe God for that letter. About 90% of what I preach publicly comes writing that partner letter, and it'll just continue to develop after I get through writing the letter. That's the way I really, and God really intends for you to do with the letter, is read it, study it, and then let it develop from there. Keep it on your heart, keep it on your mind, pray about it all the time, keep it up in front of you. The revelation of it will just grow and grow and grow.
Today, the partner letter, which is mailed to nearly 300,000 people worldwide each month, is one of the most important ministry tools extending from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The nation of Peru is known as the Land of Wonders. but nothing can compare with the signs and wonders the people experienced at the Peru Victory Campaign when God's glory manifested in their midst. The people of Peru were empowered by the word of the Lord. Open, eager, and willing to believe that the word of God works. The whole atmosphere was permeated with faith-filled words.
If you have faith in God, your color can't stop you, your education can't stop you, your lack of education can't stop you. I don't care where you're born, and I don't care where you're going. You have faith in God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The people were fully persuaded that the blessing of the Lord is God's plan for every believer.
You are a joint heir with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. I don't care what your need is.
No me importa cuál sea tu necesidad.
Spirit, soul, body, finance, family. I don't care what the need is.
No importa cuál sea la necesidad.
There are promises in this book that cover it all.
As words of knowledge were declared, the healing power of God swept across the crowd.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Cancer of the stomach is being healed right now. Someone's liver is being healed right now. Gallbladder is being healed. 15 people are healed right now of sinus trouble. 20.
20.
22.
22.
23. 25. 23, 26. 26 28, 28. 35. 40. 50, 50. 60. 200 people are being healed of sinus.
475.
Encouraging and enlightening prophecies for Latin America inspired hope in the hearts of God's people.
The time for the Latin world has come. There's coming a wave of God's glory. It has already begun. It's a flood.
Va a ser un diluvio.
It's a tsunami of the Spirit of God.
Un tsunami del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
Hallelujah! Throughout all South America. Throughout all Central America.
Por todo Centroamérica.
Throughout all North America.
Por todo Norteamérica.
The time is here.
El tiempo está aquí, ahora.
It is now.
Es ahora.
It is now.
Es ahora.
I said it.
Dije que es ahora.
Without a doubt, God has given Kenneth Copeland a heart for the Spanish-speaking world.
This is very special in my heart. Many years ago, the word of the Lord came to me saying, a large amount of my destiny would be among the Spanish-speaking people of the world.
Amen.
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 This very first Peru Victory Campaign achieved results that went beyond all expectations.
Trajo multitudes de personas con hambre de la palabra. Hemos tenido visitas de muchos países, pastores, ministros.
About 15,000 attended the Peru Victory Campaign, representing 16 nations, among them Colombia, Bolivia, Ecuador, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, and Costa Rica. More than 600 people were won to the Lord. Over 1,000 pastors from different denominations came together in unity for the Peru Victory Campaign. Over 1,600 people became new partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Truly, the Peru Victory Campaign was powerful proof of the mighty outpouring of God's presence among His people.
Please agree with me right now. Yo hablo en fe, yo predico en español en este año.
Amén!
Every human in this world has to have a partner to complete a calling. And part of my calling is connected with them. And their calling is connected with me.
I'm not alone, and I'm part of it in the big family.
It's the love of a family, being blessed because others are blessed. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's partnership.
Being part of the ministry, being a family.
With my resources, I can do this little, but when they join together, they can do things on earth. They can do good things. They can go and preach even to the end of the world.
Partnership means that I'm not by myself in this. I've got so many people praying and believing.
Partnership with this ministry means everything to me, and I will never stop.
Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To receive your free new partner package, go to kcm.org/partner. Live in victory every day. Together we can make a difference. Request your free package today.
Before we leave the air today, I want to go back over here to the book of Philippians, where the Apostle Paul was writing to his partners. Now, he said this. Let me get back over here in this fourth chapter. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, he's talking about his ministry of preaching the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, not just giving, but giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again to my necessity. Not, listen to this phrase now. This is so big. You can't talk about partnership without this being settled. Not because I desire a gift. I want you to get this now, because too many times partnership is used just to raise money. He's talking about being a partner, and that's all he's talking about. That's the least of it. But the biggest part of it is this: not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Excuse me. Now, he's talked about already that both in my bonds, in the defense, and in confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. And he's referring to the anointing on his life in each one of these areas. And they knew, they knew about the anointing on his life, because the way they first met him, he was in prison at midnight, and they were praising God, and the prisoners heard him, and the power of God shook that jail open. So that was anointing on him in his bonds. And the man pastor of this church was the jailer that was keeping them that night, and that church began with all those prisoners inside that prison.
Praise God.
Boy, that's dynamite. And they knew about that. Well, he's telling them, you're a partaker of the grace in my life.
Or the favor.
When I am in bonds, the grace, the anointing, all that I have as an apostle is available to you. Because that pastor had the pastor's anointing available to him. But by becoming partners with this apostle, he had the apostle's anointing available to him. So now notice, to close this and clinch this down, notice what he said in verse 19. But my God. Now he could have said your God. He could have just said God. But notice what he said. My God. He makes a specific point here of talking about the level upon which their needs are about to be supplied.
That's right.
My God. The God and calling of an apostle shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by the anointing on Jesus to do it. Glory to God. Now, that's what partnership does in this ministry and its callings throughout the earth. We're a part of your life. Amen. The blessings include peace, salvation, prosperity, healing, protection. Yeah. As a partner, you're never a day without prayer. Gloria and I pray for you. But most important, powerfully, our partners are praying for one another all around the world. Glory to God. We're all praying for each other.
Yeah.
A huge daily prayer covering. This ministry is founded on prayer. Prayer's first place in this ministry. That we have a department staffed of people that just pray. That's what their job is, to pray. They're highly trained prayer technicians. They know how to pray. They know how to believe God. That 24-hour prayer line of trained prayer ministers. Gloria, last year, they prayed over 1.8 million telephone calls.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Then we called out. Listen, this is big. Our prayer staff called out over 320,000 partners to pray with them and for them.
Praise God.
See, you see what we're about? We are about partnership. Now, if you inquire, we are. And you inquire the Lord, and you sense He's calling you to become partners with us, you'd like to have more information about it. You need more information about it. Now, I want to send you this.
That's good. I like that.
Free and postpaid. There's a DVD and a CD in this package, and a little booklet here to take you through the scriptures on partnership and so forth. We're here to help you grow spiritually. That's what we're all about. So you can live a victorious Christian life. Praise God. Win every battle and every victory. Hallelujah. Let us know. This is good. Father, we pray over our partners.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for those that are praying about becoming partners of this ministry. And we give you praise and honor, and we thank you for them, Father. We draw them and we bless them with this ministry.
Praise.
Thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, remember,
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
Partnership for me meant that when it was time to go to medical school and I already had 5 children and was a broken, depressed pastor's wife, and he had left the ministry, that I knew how to use my faith and step into my calling, even when it looked unusual, even it was bigger than I could imagine.